My name's Tony McCurry, and thank you for the kudos, Bill. I really appreciate that. Thank you. I'm Tony McCurry from South Carolina. Brother-in-law, Ronnie. And I like to think that Jesus is in the house because we are the body. Your Heavenly Father, here I am. Here am I. Send me. Amen. You notice how I changed that. I'm not I am. He is. But, what God requires of us, or as believers, period, is faithfulness. Substance and evidence. We can look in Proverbs 3:5-6. And in the Old Testament scripture, we can see faith. I like to do like Barney does. I like to go in the Old Testament scripture and prove some New Testament knowledge. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That's a pretty good definition of faith, if I've ever heard. When we trust in the Lord with all our heart, herein lies faith in his finished work. Listen to your heart when make a decision. Always put in the Lord in your every present thought and intent on following his direction that you have learned through the faith of him. Trust or confide in something we as believers take serious when making life decisions. And when you give him all your devotion, you know, no matter the outcome, our God Jehovah, the creator of the cosmos and all that exists by him, has made perfect by his will. Now lean not on to thy understanding, second part of that verse. Without God's word, true direction, a person has to rely on their own understanding. That's when we get involved. Or fall back on what they've been taught from others in a manner. When we look at a traditional understanding of God's Word, hundreds of years of tradition, that's when we hit a wall. With those who we're trying to give truth to his word. But they have issues with letting go of what their ancestors told. Our great evangelist told them, or our great evangelist told them, when we get into studying God's word rightly divided, it doesn't take long until tradition starts fading, falling apart. With topics like baptism, born again, the law, Ten Commandments, ever tormenting hell, the kingdom hope, the raptures, going directly to heaven at death, the pearly gates when you get there, talking to St. Peter, walking the streets of gold, wearing the crown of jewels, Jesus being born on Christmas Day. Jesus crucified on Good Friday. Kind of hard they missed the math on that, but they sure do lock it down. The word Easter is supposed to be in Scripture, another being. It's the Passover, Pascha. speaking in tongues, laying on of hands. The list just goes on. With thousands of years of tradition and thousands of denominations, they're all lost. Where is their faith? Their faith is in tradition. Does God recognize that? There's going to be a sounding, to my knowledge, no. In all our ways, acknowledge Him. In every action you put forth, do so with making known to any and all that our head, the only God in heaven and on earth, in silence, look up, close your eyes, and say thank you, Lord, for all you do. And He shall direct our paths, the last part, second verse. The direction that we travel while doing our daily tasks will be guided by His, according to Cecil's sheets. You can say God's perfect Son or God's perfect Spirit. Using any that will lead you in life to a rewarded end, because His is the perfect guidance system. Never faltering, guiding you down, or leading you down a road like modern day global positioning system cars. When looking at mystery of the faith, because this is basically my study tonight, it's in 1 Timothy 3:8-11. One of the two times Timothy is instructed on how deacons should carry themselves in a daily life in the office they hold. So likewise must deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given too much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Faith is pure when you put God, even Christ Jesus, first. And let these also first be proved, then let the office, and then let them use the office of a deacon being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderous, sober, faithful in all things. That's part of this study also, is in all things, because we're to put Him first in all things. 1st faith, we lean on Him in Philippians. Paul's talking that in 4:9-13. This is personal struggle. Those things which you have heard and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now, at the last, your care of me hath flourished again. Wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content. Now both how I know both how to be abased and how to abound everywhere in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We can all go through our personal relationship with Christ here. I have my personal struggle. Alan has his. Ronnie and Roy had theirs. Forrest and Kathleen had theirs. Lorne and Kelly have theirs. We can all search each other, and we all know where our strength is at. It's the faith in the operation of Christ. Paul was directing body members to carry on as he did throughout his travels, with being constant in whatever situation, state, or consequence he came through. He relied on the Lord for strength in all things. In Colossians 1:12-19, we're to be giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance, as Dr. Mike would say, in the Holy of Holies and life. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Here we go. For by him were all things created. That are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, or dominions, or principalities, or power. All things were created by him and for him. It's his will, not our. We think we're creating something. We haven't created nothing that God had already made. And he is before all things. And by him, all things consist, cohere, hold together. Because without him, it would all fall to pieces. And he is the head of the ecclesia, a called out assembly. Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all, and things is implied because all things are used so much in this prayer. But that in all things he might have preeminence. But it's not life. He is doing. It's doing. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. When we look at 1 Timothy 3:8-11, like I said, it's holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. One teacher has said that maybe it should be the faith of the mystery, and it suits very well. Because we are to have faith in the mystery. But that's not what the Word says. The Word says, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Faith is one thing God, even Christ, has expected from their followers. Still today. That's why I say all these denominations think that they have the corner of the market. That they're confused. God is no respecter of persons. I don't care what man thinks he knows. Jesus, four times while he was on the earth, said, "Oh, ye of little faith," talking to his disciples, who was seeing the miracles firsthand, but still didn't have the faith required of God. God is expecting his body members to be faithful in all things. Same here. I let him down a lot. I say that I'm faithful, but you question sometimes. I was sitting out there in the bed scared to death. Where was my faith? Faithful in him, holding faith in a pure conscience. Israel never had faith. And they always needed a sign. Thomas needed a sign from his risen Lord and Savior to put the hands in his nail prints. Peter lacked faith continually. Once we was allowed to walk on water by Christ. The Lord God was right there at him, and he still didn't have the faith to follow through with it, and Christ had to pick him up. He denied him three times. Doubt Peter ever forgave himself for that. The mystery of the faith is indeed what God is looking for in body members. And that is why the body of Christ membership is minute in compared to all the other religions. So where does faith start? Well, let's start at the beginning when God was all in all. My father-in-law taught one time, had a study. In the beginning, God stopped. He didn't finish it. Because that's where a big event took place. The cannibal way. God took from himself. Cecil had a study. He said, Christ took from himself in creating it all. What's it going to take to fill it back up? Faith is going to have to fill it back up. Because it's going to take faith in God's words, substance, and evidence to fill up the body. I don't know how close we are to it, but when you look at Scripture and see the end times, we're pretty close. Satan took one-third the host of heaven with him to the earth. What do you think about their faith? Their faith was in Satan. They followed him. It's been said that Satan cast his tail and dragged them. I personally feel like they didn't have the faith. They didn't believe God. They believed Satan. All these were of little faith. God will fill it all to the fullness with the body. When it is complete. These five, six children right here could be the filling of it when they get old enough to understand the gravity of what they know. And their faith that they put it in. Not just their mom and dad, but God and his word. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We all know that. Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, Rahab, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, with many, many faithful, others that aren't even mentioned that suffered for God's work. Even modern day, Charlie Kirk, who said that he wanted to be remembered for his courage, for his faith. Well, he's remembered for it. He's a martyr for it. And I think we can just look up to men like Charlie and those that sit on this stage that preach this word in season and out of season, wherever they are, faithful men. In Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. That's a kingdom law. But you know what? That goes right over to today. Because faith matters. Where is your faith? Dr. Mike always jokingly, hey, Barbara, man, where's your faith? How's your faith? I always say, I think it's pretty good, Mike. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I know through prayer that I got a woman, a beautiful woman in her back, after I had a previous wife. I prayed one night that the Lord would give me someone to let me know him. Okay. She led me into this group of right vision. I'm not sure if some people not think that God don't work that way. But through faith, my God, don't. Because my faith is in him. Trust in the Lord with all thine hearts. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. That's actually what this cross is for. I got 3 of his t-shirts. I really did like them. Faith is complete trust in God and his word. Every denomination does not have the faith that God demands. In 2 Timothy 7:13, Paul says, consider what I say, and the Lord gives thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ, the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Jesus Christ got on that cross, not to, but through faith, he knew that he would be risen. Christ stayed on that cross through faith. Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto God. But the word of God is not bound, therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. For it is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. if we believe not that he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. In 3 Timothy 4:1-8, the faithfulness rewards. Paul says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with long suffering and doctrine. So we got some suffering to do. I'm spoiled rotten. But I got a feeling we're about to see some. But we are to reprove and rebuke righteously through the faith of him. I have an employee that I got so mad at I could spit nails. And I was mad, my little mom was mad, but I didn't sin in my anger. The Apostle Paul says, be ye angry and sin not. It's okay to be angry. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. That's all over the place. Sound doctrine is here. It's not in a mega church where they're giving out prizes, where they have live bands on stage and spend about 3 minutes in scripture with probably one verse, and it's probably not rightly divided. I would be willing to bet on it. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fables. But body members, watch thou in all things. Keep the faith. If it's questionable, look it up. Endure the afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For Paul says, I am now ready to be offered and the time of my departure is at hand. I fought the good fight, I finished my course and kept the faith. The definite article of faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not only me, to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. I love my Lord's appearing and I'm waiting on it. If it happens right this second, praise God. In Philippians 4:6, Paul says, be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. A dear saint that gives daily devotional, put this one out. Said that I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, and intercessions, giving of thanks be made for all men. For kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all goodness and reverence. That's saved. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That's 1 Timothy 2:1-4. If we want to please our Lord, this past 30 minutes, if we want to please our Lord, first and foremost, we've got to have the faith. The faith that He is, the faith that it's in His faith, not ours, but we have to have the faith of Him and His will be done. Just because we want it don't mean it's going to be done. Paul tells us that praying for all men and women does just that. Why? Because our God wants everyone to be saved from eternal death and wants everyone to get to know Him. How do we do that? Through faith. We can't know God if we don't have faith of His Word. Rightly divided. Verse 1 of 1 Timothy 2 gives us some insight into prayer. In that there are different types of prayer. You have supplications, means to ask or make requests, like Zacharias did for his wife, Elizabeth, to have a son. Luke 1:13, prayers are the time focused on worshiping God, as Christ did when He went to the mountain to pray to His Father. I still say that's probably the most heart-wrenching prayer in Scripture is the prayer in John 17. Intercessions has to do with coming together to act upon a matter such as 1 Timothy 4:1-5. We're Paul warned of latter times some will speak lies about God's truth, about marriage, about eating meat. It was important that they come together and receive His truth about these subjects. And finally, giving of thanks, as Paul stated in Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. So let us heed Paul's words and continue in prayer. Watch with thanksgiving. Kathleen Cottrell. Learning to know Him, God, and lead others who are traditional scripture-believing saints, we must seek guidance from the Holy Spirit and teach right division to those that are seeking truth. But first and foremost, we have to do it through faith. Substance and evidence. Substance and evidence that is true. The body of Christ is in Scripture. Substance and evidence of God's power. The body of Christ is faith. That's all it is. It's got to be. Because it takes faith to feel God's Word. Because God is faith. And those that believe Him have to believe Him with all their heart and all their faith. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You, Lord, for this day and, Lord, Your Word. Lord, thank You for Your Son and that He did from before that he did for the world, my Lord, to bring salvation to all that seek. But Lord, thank you for that that you did from before the foundation in creating the body. For Lord, before the foundation, we knew that you was full and you took from yourself this body. And you knew these saints that are part of the body was there with you then. You already knew it. Lord, thank you for that. Thank you for this word. Thank you for these speakers that steps forth, Lord. Thank you for the boldness of those like Charlie Kirk and all the patriots put the word forth no matter what consequences they got. Lord, we thank you for the host of this forum that allowed us this opportunity to bring this word forward. And Lord, again, we just thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for all that you are. Amen.